Blog Talk Radio.
Seventy-sixers. Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? I had to start off with a classic. Big day tomorrow for the NBA. Big day tomorrow for the Philadelphia 76ers, along with other teams. But tomorrow is the day we see, we see if the process makes any progress. Is this it? Are we done? Because it sucks. I mean, I've been with them since they started this tank, but it's been good. And I think this is the year it should end. This is the year they should go for it. And I'm going to go right in, get my man Tony G on the air with us, my draft expert, the GOAT. Tony G, you with us?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm here. Ready for the draft tomorrow.
Did you hear the song?
Oh, yeah. Rain it on. I'm going to be hearing that a lot because we're going to be winning games at the end of the – I mean, I know you hear it anyway, but people are going to be a lot happier, and there's going to be a lot more people dancing in the crowd.
I hope so. Well, tomorrow's the start of it. I mean, it's been out there so far that Simmons is going one. I know that's the guy you wanted since day one. What do you think? You think this is the year that they finally, like, start their uptick? I mean, if they go Ben Simmons?
Yeah, Ben Simmons, he's going to come right in. I mean, it might take him, maybe a little while to get used to the NBA because guys are going to be bigger. He's not going to get some of those, like, points around the rim, getting on offensive rebounds. I mean, he'll get those, but just not as many. And, like, he's just going to be so great in the open court, and he finds people. Like, more space, the better Ben Simmons is. Like, NBA is just – that's the league he belongs in.
Yeah, I hear you. And, I mean, it's pretty clear that he's number one on everyone's big board. I guess with the – which way I'm going to go with the show is, I think – me and you should break down our top five big board. I think we should give – it's hard to say who's going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 because especially this year, everybody's going to – most likely they're going to see some people move out of the top 5, 6, maybe even 7 spots. So I think the way we should go about it is I think we both should give our top five guys who we think is going to be maneuvered to get in the top five. And then maybe like a wild card player, like a guy that could sneak up, maybe sneak into the top 5 or 6. But I got Simmons 1, and I'm pretty sure you got Simmons 1 on your list.
Yeah, Simmons easy 1 for me.
Who's your top 5?
And then I think I'm just going to go with consensus at 2. I do like Ingram a lot. I mean, he's 6'9". He can shoot. He's soft now. He needs to put on some weight, but long arms will be able to defend as well.
Hold on. Before you go to 3, do you think there's any chance the Lakers surprise everybody and go somewhere else?
No, I don't. I don't see who they would pick.
Especially having to sell that to their fan base.
Yeah. I don't see any. Yeah. I like to be creative, but that's a bit of a stretch. I don't see them going anywhere else.
Okay, so, well, here's the biggest one. And we're not going to say it's the Celtics pick, but we are going to say it's going to be probably the number 3 pick in the NBA draft. Who do you see going – like, who's your number 3 guy?
Honestly, it's definitely going to be Marquise Chris for me.
Wow.
He was like 50th in his recruiting class. Watched him early in the season. He looked like he didn't know how to play basketball. And by the end of the season, I mean, the kid's 18 years old. He has great athleticism, brings all the energy. His jump shot looks pretty good for his 6'9 span. He'll be able to, his pick and roll defense will be great. He'll be able to do, he'll himself on offense will be able to pick and roll. If he develops, a little more like a mid-range game or gets a little better ball handling, because like his ball handling skills are kind of raw, but he looks like that's something he might be able to fix.
Yeah, I hear you. And I definitely like Chris too. I think he's raw talent. I mean, those things at that age that you really can't teach. That's kind of like what I like in certain guys. Like they do things, like when you see somebody do something so well at that age, 18, what's he, 18 or 19?
18.
He's
July
18,
2nd will be his 19th birthday.
Yeah, he's doing things that 27-year-olds can do on the offensive side, like even on the defensive side of the ball. When you have that athleticism, man, is unteachable. You either have it or you don't. That quickness, that first step. Well, you got Chris going 3, and I think Chris is up there, but I'm going to go Chris Dunn, actually, with my number 3. I don't know where he falls on your top 5, but Chris Dunn is, I think, prime time. I think someone's going to – I don't see the Celtics picking 3. Either you're going to see a Sixers team or you're going to see a surprise team like maybe Denver, Milwaukee. Try to get up and take that 3rd pick from the Celtics. Because even if the Celtics pick at this spot, I can't see them. I don't think they're going to go Chris. I think they could trade back and get Chris if they don't pick him.
Well, no, I think my number 3. I don't think Celtics ever pick him.
Yeah, no, I definitely get that. I'm just saying that I think whoever wants Chris Dunn is going to trade up to 3 to get him.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying. But I'm saying I do agree with you though that Chris is out there. He is on my board, but I won't say that yet. Who do you have as your 4th best player?
I mean, I was even going to go Chris Dunn at 3 over Chris. Just because I want him in Philadelphia, and I do think so. I was going to go a little biased there, but then I said, "No, wait a minute. Let's stick with what we believe in." And then, I mean, Chris Dunn, last year I was talking about him, and I was like, "Oh,
yeah,
he shouldn't have come out." Like last year he was late first rounder. Then he played himself into the lottery. I mean, he's a great defender. He's turnover prone, but he does, like you said, he does things that other guys can't do in the draft. He splits defenders. He's great around the rim, has some good vision.
How's his defense?
Only thing, he'll probably make NBA all-defensive team at one point.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he jumps in all the passing lanes. He's NBA defender right from day one. So, I mean, I really want him in Philly.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I remember last draft we were talking about him before he said he wasn't going to go in the draft. And I remember you were like hoping that he would fall to the Sixers with one of their late picks last year. And here we are again where there's an actual possibility that they can snatch him. Would be pretty cool in terms of you wanting to actually draft him last year. Who do you got 4 on your big –
Well, that was my 4th. Done.
Chris Dunn. Oh yeah, Chris Dunn was your 4. 4. I got Buddy Hield. I think in this NBA, shooting's a premium. I think Devin Booker proved that. He's a guy that I didn't think was going to be that. I didn't see enough of him, and I didn't know how good he can be. And I was down on him last year. But I think shooting in this NBA, man, it's not hard to draw up a play to get somebody open. You just have to make the fucking shot. And I think that dude can knock down some shots. he's shown range this year too. I mean, he was hitting threes. He was hitting Steph Curry Davidson threes. So I actually got Hield as my fourth. Who do you got as your fifth?
I've Hield at five. He's probably overrated around when he takes it to the rim. He likes to go one way and stuff, but his work ethic is through the roof, and his jump shot is lights out. It's one of the better jump shots I've seen coming out of a draft in a long time from 3-point range. He doesn't have that pump and pull up yet, but he's a guy who's going to work. He's going to know his weaknesses, and he's going to get better.
Yeah, I definitely like Hield. Yo, is he a better 3-point shooter from a stance, or is he like off of like a step back or something?
Well, with wide open threes, he was 50%, and then he was like an incredible percentage off a step back too. So he can do it either way. He can run off the screen, or he can give you a hesitation move and then shoot it in your face. And his release is lightning quick.
Nice. See, I do like that. I do like that. And I do like that he's older. See, he's a guy that I wouldn't be mad if the Sixers got either. Like, because I don't think you'd have to give up as much to get a guy like him over Dunn. Not saying that one's better than the other, but I'm just saying that they could probably sneak in there and grab him at, like, maybe 5, 6, even 7 at some point. And you won't have to give up as much to get him. I even think maybe the Pelicans – sending Okafor to the Pelicans and maybe getting something in return and maybe coming up with a guy like a Buddy Hield. But my five, I have to think where Minnesota picks. Most likely they're going to pick from there. I would be surprised if they made a trade. Now, at first I thought Jimmy Butler was a sure shot, Timberwolves. I wasn't sure if the Bulls were going to part with D-Rose. But now they did, it's kind of like there's no way Jimmy Butler leaves, and I thought the only place he would probably go was Minnesota at the time. In terms of, like, a trading partner. But I think Minnesota's going to come out and pick Murray here. Not saying that he's going to go – like, he's definitely going to go five, but I think Murray's the fifth best, and I think Minnesota's going to end up with him. They've even talked about Murray going as high as three, which I don't see now. But I have Murray on my top five. I did this kind of like a couple days ago. And me and you have been talking about Murray. And I know you're not big on him. You're kind of like he's like a question mark for you, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got incredible skills, but he doesn't have the NBA speed. There's no way he's going to be a successful point guard in the NBA. He's not going to blow by someone and then find people and get assists. And he should be a two. And I don't know. And, his lack of speed and his like awkwardness. And he's not that athletic. I'm not a fan of Murray. I'm not saying he's going to be terrible. I just don't think his ceiling is that high.
Yeah, I definitely understand what you're saying there. He might never be anything more than just a starter on a team.
He'll be good, but I don't ever see him being like a stud, like a big time star. Maybe.
And when you're talking
top
five or six players, you got to come up with a star. You got to think you're trying to get a star.
Yeah, like I would go Jaylen Brown just on pure potential over him if I had to. And obviously he's way more skilled and he can do a lot more in a sense and, you know, on the college basketball court. But at the NBA level, I would definitely gamble on Jaylen Brown over Jamal Murray.
Yeah, before the year started, I had a friend of mine, Jake Pavorsky, told me that Jaylen Brown's like the real deal. And he kind of had like the quiet season. But his athleticism was like, it's sick. The dude could flat out play. And I actually passed on him as my wild card. And I went with your boy, Chris, as my guy that could kind of sneak up there. same reasons why you like him. The things he does at 18 are ridiculous, and he's gotten better so fast. Like once he kind of adapted, like you said, kind of adapted to the college basketball, he just went through the roof. So I have him as my wild card. I mean, it's not like a bold prediction wild card, but there is talks of Jaylen Brown, and there's definitely Dragon Bender in the mix. But who's your wild card, and you know, as a guy that could sneak up there?
The guy that could sneak up there. I mean, I don't really. Those kind of picks kind of seem pretty straightforward. Like I don't think.
Well, then who would you go
really,
as your number six?
Murray for the team. Like he just makes the most. Like that's what they're kind of looking for. They're letting Eric Gordon go. They're gonna try to get a two. I mean, he is a good shooter, so that's gonna help. Like he'll be able to hit three. But I like Poeltl, like really, but not in today's NBA game. 5 years ago, he would be a top five pick. But
now me and you were just chatting about him, and you said he kind of reminds you of like a Bogut kind of. Now, I mean, Golden State won a championship, but Andrew Bogut is their center. I mean, is he the type of player that could that like you know Bogut's got like nice court vision.
Yeah,
he
kind of
does everything right off the ball.
His defense is not as good. Definitely nowhere near as good. But, like, offensively, I mean, he's, like, quick. He can, like, pass a little bit. And he's still really young. Like, that's the thing. And he's kind of new to the game. I mean, I believe he's from Austria. And, no, like, we don't have any basketball. Yeah, he is from Austria. And
how old is he?
I don't know. He's 20 years old.
Okay.
7 foot, and he's light on his feet. But
one guy described him as a poor man's Pau Gasol. I mean, that's with passing skills. That's a pretty bold statement. I'm curious
and,
to see
and
him.
And he went from a 44% foul shooter to a 69% foul shooter in 1 year.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah,
that's incredible. Well, let's go. I mean, it's pretty consensus who's going to go like 1 through 7, 8. I mean, a lot of the mock drafts, I would be surprised to see somebody like really like fly up on the board. But like, who's some of the guys that like, you know, aren't being talked about as much on, you know, your ESPNs, but they're the guys that are probably going to end up making a difference for a lot of teams. They just ain't talked about because they're not top five most marketable players. I know you had talked about Wade Baldwin. He's a guy you like. Who's some of the other guys?
I don't really know how much I like Wade Baldwin. Like, I watched him in games. Like, he had the eye test. Like, he kind of disappears at times. But then there's just things that I see. Because he's 6'4", but his arms are so long. And he can.
Yeah, just like 6'10"?
Yeah, like a 6'9", almost 6'10 wingspan. And his jump shot is pretty good. It's good. Like, I mean, he shoots 80% from the line and shoots, like, low 40s from three. But he's not an everyday type guy. But, I mean, he's only a sophomore, and I mean, I do like Baldwin.
I guess it all depends who he gets. I mean, even for most of these guys, it also depends who picks you and how you fit in with what they're doing. I mean, that has a lot to do with it too. So, I mean, if he gets picked by the right team, then yeah, he really can excel. But you know, it has to be a good situation. I mean, even like a guy like Cameron Payne, who got picked where Baldwin's being mentioned. I mean, he didn't even see a minute in the playoffs.
Yeah.
No, not even
he
a
He did
snap.
One game, and they said, please, never again. he was not ready.
Yeah, so, well, who else do you like? You got any, like, 15 through 25 guys that you like?
people like this the Mary kid from Washington, and I see where they're coming from. His skills are incredible, but like he's just one of those guys. Like, he needs to get a good jump shot. I mean, he clearly has all the tools, and he is a human turnover. But like he's a guy I like picking in there, that range, because he has potential to be good. Guys I don't like is like Scal Bissier from Kentucky. Yeah. He has all the physical tools, and but I mean the guy is just horrible at basketball. I don't know what to say. I've seen these centers come into the league and they're like, oh, this guy's going to be great. We're going to make him into something. But sometimes they're just not born to play basketball. You're trying to make him something he's not. He's just not a basketball player. He's a guy who's, like, people wish they had his stature, but he's not good. Ellenson's cool for, like, you know, pick and pop guy, rotational guy. But got like Dez Valentine, like him. I don't know why he's not higher. Yeah, I know.
How about Philly boy? How about St. Joe boy?
Yeah, I mean, Bembry, I would pick him in the top 15. I don't see that many players better than him. I mean, people tend to go.
What position do you play?
He's going to be a shooting guard.
Really?
Yeah, and he won all defensive player, I think, twice in the A-10. And he wasn't even the leading scorer on his team this year, so he kind of took, like, you know, he didn't have to take over games. But, like, if he was the man by himself, he would have averaged – I mean, I think he would have got picked a lot higher.
Wow. How many points did he average this year?
17.5, 8 rebounds. What, maybe you – probably slightly under 4 assists. Man can pass.
Wow.
He does it all. Great defender. Sneaky athletic because he doesn't look that athletic. Like, but then he jumps and he keeps up in the air. It's like, I don't know.
6'6", 210. I mean, any plays tough defense. Yeah, I mean, he could lock in a small forward too. How's his percentages from three? Like,
He's not a great three-point shooter. This year he shot terrible from three. He was 26.6%.
And how old is he?
I believe he's 22, so he's an older guy.
Yeah, so, I mean – that's scary. 26% is going to scare a lot of teams away.
That's the only that's why he's not a lottery pick.
I think Mikey G can still shoot better than that right now.
Yeah, and he's only 65% foul shooter, which is kind of
Yeah, that is scary, man.
Yeah,
and,
jump shot might not
in
be
terms of
good.
Athleticism, he's not that athletic, right?
No, I mean, he's like 40-inch vertical and – he has long arms. Like that's the thing. He doesn't look that athletic, but he's way more athletic than you would think.
Do you think he just has like an instinct too? I mean,
yeah,
basketball
IQ. He knows where to be on the floor. Like he's the kind of guy you see the shot goes up. He knows where the rebound's going to be. He just knows how to play basketball in and out.
Yo, I'll tell you a guy I love. You already mentioned him, but I'll tell you a guy I like. I like Dez Valentine. And I'll tell you what, man. He's a sophomore or a junior?
Dez. I thought he was a – I think he's a junior.
Yo, if he falls – I mean, I'm not saying he's going to go as high as 9. But a team like Toronto, isn't Valentine a guy that you could see transitioning very, very quickly into the NBA? He does so many things well.
Yeah, I like him because he has bad knees. Like he had a knee that, like And he's really not athletic, and he's not fast. So they don't like him.
He's a senior.
Okay. I thought he might have been a senior. I didn't know if he redshirted a year. But he, you know, he's been in the and he's been in that Michigan State program. He knows how to win. I know it sounds dumb because it's not the same type of league. But, like, he's that kind of guy in a right system and everything. He's going to hit big-time shots, and he's an underrated passer. And he knows just how to use his body. Like, everything doesn't look so pretty that he does, but he's such a good shooter.
Yeah, 45%. They're saying that how about the other kid from Michigan State? The other Izzo guy.
Davis. He came off the bench. He's a freshman. Like, usually more into these guys. Like, I only, like, watched him in-game. And he, like, you know, he had his dunks here and there. But, like, he had one game where he really impressed me. But I'm not blown away by Davis.
Yo, isn't our boy Mike Cannon a big Notre Dame guy?
He is.
Give me some preach on Demetrius Jackson.
High motor, pesky defender, can shoot a little bit from the outside. But he's not like a pure point guard. That's the thing. Like, he doesn't have like a set position. Like, yeah, he played point guard in college, but then he also played a lot of off the ball. He's not like a set up the offense type guy. But, like, who knows? He could be a guy who comes in and plays like tough minutes off the bench or something. I'm not a Demetrius guy. Like, I don't hate his game, but I don't think he'll be a starter, if that makes sense.
Yeah, oh, okay. He's another guy with a limited ceiling. He can only do certain things.
I mean, and the one guy I didn't mention that I like, who didn't have the greatest stats or anything this year, is the fresh Malachi Richardson.
Really?
He's 6'6". The game looked easy at times. Have you ever know, like, he just can't, like... He's got
the talent.
He's from
Syracuse?
Yeah, he's from Syracuse. Then they played North Carolina in the Final Four. And he was just, you know, he was one of the better players on the court. Like, he could go toe-to-toe with North Carolina as a freshman. He did things in that game that you see his potential. I mean, he's not going to come in the NBA right away. I'm just hoping he didn't leave college too soon and, like, get lost like one of those guys. But I think the D-League is they really do a good job of getting guys ready. So I think nowadays, if you're one of those freshmen, you don't just get buried you don't just get buried under.
Teams are willing to put effort into these guys now.
Exactly. So I think he'll be fine. Yeah, he's not going to be instant greatness, but I think he has potential to be really good.
Oh, yeah. Yo, whatchamacallit, our show's going to end in 30 seconds. We're probably going to go on for like another 5-10 more minutes. I did want to talk about the D Rose trade and another trade that went through, and, you know, a little bit about the Sixers for like 5 minutes. So if you want to listen to the podcast, we're going to blend over for like 10 more minutes. But thanks for listening, and we'll probably do a post draft, I'm assuming, Tim.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we'll probably do a post draft.
There's
going
to be some trades and stuff. This draft's going to have its excitement all the way around.
Yeah, I'm hoping an early 4th of July present. That would be nice. It would be, you know, a lot of mixing. I mean, look, today alone, I mean, was today like a certain day where teams could make moves, or was it just so happened to be all the trade?
Yeah, I don't know what it was today. Usually they wait till draft night, but, I mean, this is cool because now you know, like, where guys are picked. Like, it changes things up. Like, you get to know the direction of teams.
Yeah, I guess Atlanta. I mean, Atlanta got number 12. deal, and that was a great deal for Atlanta, in my opinion, for George Teague. What do you think about Teague? What do you think about that trade?
George Hill.
Let's start with that trade.
You said both guys' names and got them.
What did I say?
George Teague. You meant George Hill and then Jeff Teague.
Oh, my bad.
But
no, I'm saying Atlanta got the.
Talking about.
I was saying that.
Well, you said
Atlanta
they got
12
pick for George Teague.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. But, yeah, we all know who you're talking about, obviously. But, that was a good trade. I mean, Indiana must have hated Murray and Baldwin. I still like George Hill. I mean, maybe not for 12. Well, they love his defense. Jazz is just going all in tough D. So.
Yeah, George Hill does play nice D.
Yeah.
And the only thing I thought that they needed a little bit more scoring out of their point guard. George Hill didn't have a great season this year.
No, not at all.
I think Teague's an upgrade for them, and that's what they needed.
Oh, big upgrade. I like the Pacers. I like where they're going. And, they're going to – I won't be surprised if they are top three in the East next year.
Plus, I could see them trying to add on. I mean, I think they need a – I mean, is Miles Turner playing center or power forward for them, do you think, next year?
He can play either or. He's that kind of guy. Like, he blocks – I mean, he just is going to be one of the best shot blockers in the league for many years. And he can cover pick and roll.
Yo, I mentioned the guy today that I know you thought was a decent – Is Parsons, is he capable of playing the four times?
Probably not. His rebounding is not that great. But, I mean, yeah, against their lineup, yeah.
Because, or they could also interchange a guy like Paul George. What I'm getting at is, I think the Pacers, if they can make a nice push and add a young guy like Chandler Parsons. I know, I'm pretty sure they have the money to do it. I think a guy like Parsons could be good there. Gives him a lot more offense, and it gives Paul George a viable scoring option. I mean, Chandler Parsons can put up certain numbers, and I don't think he sticks around in Dallas. And I think that's good for Dallas. I don't even know why they signed him, to be honest with you. Or does Parsons go to the Celtics? Didn't he like the Celtics too?
Yeah, I don't know what the we'll know more about the Celtics tomorrow. I don't think there's any way they're picking at three. Like not
either. They also have 16 and 23. In the first round, and they have 5 second round picks. I mean, second round really doesn't mean anything to me. The picks are pretty much recyclable right now. I mean, you might get lucky with a guy or two, but I mean, really, in trades they mean nothing. You know, really it comes down to 3-16-23, and I don't think they picked there either. It's very guard-heavy in that position, at that slot. So that's one thing that Boston doesn't need either.
And are they really going to sit on Bender? I don't think they want to do that.
I don't know how they could sell that to their fan base.
3-year project minimum. Yeah.
How could they sell
that
to their fan base?
No,
we didn't.
I mean, he like played like 10 minutes a game. And he literally like.
Yeah, see, like, I could never drift. I would never be. After Dario Saric, I don't know why any team would really do that. Unless like, especially Boston would never do that, I don't think.
Yeah,
I don't know
they're
how
ready to
Phoenix.
Now.
I don't know how Phoenix, Minnesota could ever sell that to their franchise. Even the Pelicans, that's a long time to wait.
I think we're going to see them fall to like 7 range.
Yeah, so do I. Even Orlando maybe at 11.
What?
And Orlando can wait. 11's not affecting their roster.
No.
It could. I'm not saying it can't, but I'm saying that they got to get better elsewhere. I don't know how. But Orlando's a team I think is going to get better. But I think they might have to make another trade. or trade the pick entirely and try and get somebody like the Jazz and the Pacers did today. They all, you know, they made the trade for the 12th pick.
Yeah, they're not deep enough, the Magic. But
do you think now, there's another team with multiple picks? I mean, we've already talked about the Sixers and what we'd like to see from them in terms of trying to get up and get Chris Dunn. You have said that you would give up both first and Noel for Chris Dunn at three. Do you think Denver picks three times? I know you said there was rumors of Fareed talks.
Going to the Timberwolves, I don't know for what.
Is that 100% or is that just in talks?
No, but it was in talks. They're, I don't know, T-Wolves want Fareed and Nuggets want Fareed gone, so.
Yeah, so, I mean, if they get rid of Fareed and Gallinari's a free agent, that's another guy that, like, nobody's talking about, actually. Gallinari, I think, could help a lot of teams in the NBA. And Denver could be in – I don't know if they could be in full-blown but they could afford to pick three guys in the first round and have them on their roster because they got a couple young players. They got Moutier. They got Jokic.
Yeah, they're not
think?
Ready.
Like, which direction?
For anything.
What direction do you think they're going to head in? Is there a chance they?
I don't know with Nuggets. I feel like they're in a bad spot. People like think they're in a good. Like, I mean, Moutier, Jokic, they're good. Gary Harris shows, but like, they are a lot of pieces away from like build over like a few years.
That could be a dragon bender spot.
Yeah, that's where I think he's going to go, actually.
And they do like international players.
Yeah.
Especially international big men. I mean, they've drafted one, I think, each of the 3 years, right? Then they drafted Joffrey. They drafted Jokic.
Yeah,
don't they have another guy?
Nurkic. Yeah.
I mean, so they do have history of taking a big man. I'm trying to see.
The one guy I was shocked to be on the block was Gordon Hayward.
Really?
He kind of like went in there and was like, I don't want to. I like didn't demanded a trade, is what it seemed like. And the Jazz were just like, okay.
Dude, you know what? I was surprised they re-signed him. I mean, when he was a free agent, I thought they were going to let him go to Charlotte. Didn't Charlotte offer him max money?
Charlotte, yes.
Yeah, Charlotte offered him max money, and I thought he was going to go there. So it doesn't really surprise me, but, I mean, I did see him as a piece they were going to build around. I'm curious to see – I mean, they just traded out of the 12th pick. So it's like, what are they looking to get back for Hayward? Another player and a pick? Or
I didn't say in anything. They just said, like, they're accepting phone calls. So
I wonder how he would look. I mean, I don't know. Is he's not good enough to get, like, a top five pick, is he?
Depends. Like,
Minnesota?
Like, I could see him going to, like, Celtics and – Well, no, they just got rid of their pick. I was going to say, that I could see Hayward in 12 for the number three, but yeah, I don't know where he would fit, to be honest, in this league. Like, what team needs a three right now?
Well, I know
one. I mean,
one.
Hornets again, if they let Batum go.
Clippers need a three, but
yeah,
I think they're maxed out, ain't they, at this point?
They got to be of some sort.
And they're not going to trade Blake, DeAndre, or whatchamacallit, or Chris Paul. I'll be honest, if I was certain teams, if I was Boston, if I was Phoenix with multiple – doesn't Phoenix have multiple picks?
Yes.
Yeah, they have 4, 13. If I was them teams –
4 and 13, I think.
and 28. Like, what's enough to give up to get Blake Griffin? Like, what would a team Clippers play better without him? I'm not saying they're better without him.
What is Phoenix trying to do here? They're obviously not going to get rid of Devin Booker, but are you just going to let it be Knight, Bledsoe, and Booker? Like, I don't – like, who – where's the minutes go?
No, but, like, so – okay, so what if they traded a guard? Say they – like, what would they get? Say they said, all right, we don't want Knight. Knight's not – we're going to go Bledsoe, Booker. Say they – because I think Bledsoe is the better player. Say they say, we're going to trade Knight. So we're going to take Knight, 4, 13, and 28, and what can we get for him? There's some pretty good picks there, 4 and 13. 28's really like a throw-in for most teams. But, you know, a team like Houston, would they ever trade James Harden? Or would the Clippers ever trade?
No. D'Antoni needs Harden to take 50 shots a game. I don't think he would trade him for LeBron and trade up right now.
That's hilarious.
The most D'Antoni player I ever seen. No D,
you know, like,
and shoot and Jack.
Like, if you're a team like that, if you're Denver, right? If you're and you're sitting on 7, 15, and 9, can you and Fareed? Can't you? What can you get for that? I mean, I feel like a team adding 3 first rounders.
I don't think that this is the draft that people are really gonna trade players for picks. I mean, maybe Gordon Hayward, but I don't. Yeah, I don't see too many proven players getting dealt for picks. Unless someone goes in complete rebuild mode, and I'm not thinking. Like, I don't know who that would be right now.
What if they're including a player in terms of, like, okay, Celtics, 3-16-23 Marcus Smart or Avery Bradley instead? I feel like you will be able to land a guy that's, like, kind of on the cusp of could be moved or couldn't be moved.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm saying, like, they'd have to add an impactful player. Like, so even if a team like Phoenix were to
do is just grab with one of their later picks, just pick Felder, and then they'll be fine.
That's my man. You told me about him, like, when the season started, and I watched him a couple times. He's a man. That motherfucker can ball.
44-inch vertical. I mean, who runs plays at the rim for a 5'9 guy?
Yeah, that's insane, dude.
And he plays bigger than anyone on the court. So he's 5'9", but he out-rebounds 6'2 guys all the time. And he had his 3 biggest games were against the all big conference teams. Washington, beat them by 20 points. Scored 38 points and had 9 assists. Auburn Hills, he played Michigan State without Denzel, took them to overtime and lost. And then he went into Virginia, one of the best defensive teams in the country, and he scored 30. And he didn't shoot. He was like 9 for 22, which is not a terrible percentage. Like, that's
three assists. He's definitely worth a gamble.
Yeah, his step back jump shot is incredible. And his speed, man, there's not many players in this draft faster than him. I don't even know if there's, like, it's one.
How many guys in the NBA can stick up for him?
Not a lot. He's going to be a tough cover. Even though he's that little, he can score in a variety of ways, and he's a great passer. I know they say it's harder for a 5'9 guy to pass in the NBA. Yeah, well, of course it's